Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
All right, Mary, thank you very, very much. Welcome back, everybody. Our second hour ever from Victory Park in downtown Dallas. The broadcast studios have moved. Other people came over earlier to join the rest of the Cumulus family, and now we're all one big happy family. Isn't that right, everybody? All right. Let's just tell you what we're doing right now. First of all, we are here for the next 2 hours, from 8 until 11, next 2 hours, to talk about the plants at your place, and we have one phone number now, not three anymore. We've consolidated everything about consolidation. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And you can call us toll-free that way, no matter where you are, 800-288-9227. We'll be going right back to our phone calls in just a second. James in Granbury, Donna in Dallas. We'll get to you very quickly. Right now, we have Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, where there's a lot of activity in the neighborhood. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil.
We're going to talk about oak leaf hydrangeas, and I referred to them about 25 minutes ago as being one of my favorite plants for the shade. Tell us about them. Why are they so good?
Well, you and I both like them, and I like talking about them about three times a year because they're beautiful in each season, but right now their spring glory is just unsurpassable. They're blooming throughout the garden. Oak leaf hydrangea is a large deciduous shrub, native to the southeast. It gets about 6 to 8 feet tall. It has large leaves. And then huge panicles of white flowers appear in May and June. These things can be as long as 4 to 12 inches long, very showy, just gorgeous. And then the flower heads are attractive the rest of the season as they turn first to a rose color and then to a parchment color as they mature. This is a shrub that likes moist, rich soil and part shade to shade.
All right. I want you to compare it to florist hydrangeas. People hear the word hydrangea, that's all they think about.
Well, the florist hydrangea is the mop head, which is, you know, just a big round head, and they're beautiful, but the oak leaf has a more of a pointed terminal cluster of flowers, and they're white, so, yeah, quite different in appearance.
All right, and that's the difference in appearance, and the difference in landscape performance is gigantic.
Yes.
Oak leaf hydrangeas love to grow in the shade in moist organic soils, as Steve referred to, and the mop head or the florist hydrangeas, not too thrilled with us. Personal opinion.
Terrible.
How many of the mop heads do you have in the 100-plus acres of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
Well, actually, we have quite a few. We have a collection in the Fuller Garden.
I tried to set you up.
I know. We have some under the live oaks on the horseshoe. Yeah, so.
All right, at my home, the oak leaf hydrangeas are also in bloom. Golden rain trees you're going to talk about next, and they're not even showing buds yet in my neighborhood. So tell us about that one. Yep.
Well, we have one golden rain tree, and it's in front of our lecture hall, and it's just beautiful now. It's coming into bloom. This is a deciduous tree. Blooms late spring, early summer. Gets about 20 to 40 feet tall. And it forms a dense, rounded head with spreading branches, 12 to 15 inch long panicles of yellow flowers in summer, and then afterwards papery seed pods that change from yellow to brown and look like little Chinese lanterns. This is a tree that tolerates drought, heat, wind, and air pollution. It flowers at an early age and just makes a real nice ornamental contribution to the landscape.
Really a pretty tree. If you're looking for a tree the size of a redbud or a crabapple, not that anybody grows crabapples, then this is the one that you want to plant. It's a nice small to mid-sized flowering tree. Lovely tree. All right, and then finally you're going to go to the other side of Texas and talk about red yuccas, but they do well for us, don't they?
Oh, well, and they're beautiful now. Mm-hmm. They have just burst into bloom. We've got them in the water conservation garden and elsewhere throughout the garden. But this is one of the most carefree plants you'll find. It is native to West Texas. I call this the ideal parking lot plant because it tolerates full sun and reflected heat. It sends up tall red stalks that sport coral red tubular flowers all summer long. Hummingbirds love the nectar in these flowers. The foliage is evergreen. It arches gracefully down to the ground. It's not threatening. This is a good plant. Makes a great container plant. It's ideal for beds around pools. It's a very clean plant.
Yep, it is, and there are selections. There's a yellow flowering one, which is nice and interesting, but I still like the red. And
yes.
I can't remember the name of the really red one. Is it taillight or stoplight?
No, Brake light's red.
Brake light, yeah, yes. Brake light red.
And we really, they're cardinal red.
Oh, they are incredibly different. Yeah, Jimmy Turner also has talked about that, and oh my goodness. All right, Steve, how do we come find these, and how do we get through the crowd?
Well, you want to? we're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
Right by Mayfest.
Yeah, you would mention that. Yeah, and we don't allow Mayfest parking in the garden. So if you come to the garden, you have to tell the guards at the entrances that you are there to visit the garden.
Do they really shoot your tires out? No.
Well.
I'm sorry. You're never going to call me again, are you?
I don't know.
You're thinking about it. He says, do I have to do this on Sunday mornings? All right. They will ask because the overflow crowd's just unbelievable, and there are a lot of people who want the serenity of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden.
Yeah.
You can park elsewhere to the west side, or is that available today?
For the garden, yes. Our weekend parking lot is available for garden parking only.
All right. I understand all the way through. Good enough. And so I-30 at University Drive and open 7 days a week, so you can go tomorrow if you want to miss the Mayfest stuff.
Yes.
And where do they find out more information online?
That is fwbg.org.
All right. And the 24-hour information phone number?
That is 817-871-7687.
Folks, the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, gardens, to make it plural, because there are so many different gardens, are beautiful, and this is the time of year to go out there. Steve Huddleston and his staff make it so. Thank you, my friend. I hope you'll still talk to me.
I'll call you next Sunday.
That's good. Good to hear. Thank you, Steve. All right, and we're going to tell you right now about Encore Azalea sponsoring that, and at the original entrance to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, this has been about 7 or 8 years ago. It's been a good while ago. I drove in there. And I was taking something in for a display that they were putting up before the holidays. Actually, it was some of my Santas that I had made. And I thought, what are those? Are those impatient? No, those are Encore Azaleas in bloom right there at the old original entrance, and they're still there. And I can't remember the variety name. There are 25 of them. It's a purple, and it was in full bloom in November. And oh my goodness, Encore is really the name for these plants. They bloom and they bloom again and they bloom again and again. Encore Azaleas will do beautifully for you. And they are the signature icon now of azaleas in landscapes in the South and certainly in Dallas-Fort Worth area. You can see all the varieties by going to the website at EncoreAzalea.com. My friend Buddy Lee is the one who has developed all of these. Very soft-spoken man who has done such wonderful work with Encore Azaleas. Plant them in morning sun, afternoon shade, in pure organic matter 20 inches deep, half peat, half pine bark mulch mixed thoroughly together. If you want to dig down a little bit and put that in place of the soil, that's fine too. Encore Azaleas, see all about them as well as where you can find them at EncoreAzalea.com. All right, we go back to our phone lines now. Next up is James in Granbury. James, this is Neil. Good morning.
How you doing, Neil?
I am well, and I appreciate your call. Thanks for waiting on me.
That's all right. I've got two beds of oleander that there's a walkway goes between them, and they've gotten so tall that they've actually blocked the walkway through there now. They're probably... One bunch is probably 6 foot tall, and the other one's about 9, I guess.
Are they blooming right now?
Oh, yeah, full bloom.
All right. The time to prune them, I know that's what you were asking about, would be right after they finish blooming, and I would do it selectively. Don't go in there with some kind of gasoline-powered hedge trimmer and just flat side them. Try to remove some of the branches way down into the canopy and do it one branch at a time and look at what you've done and make sure you want to prune the next one out. And just kind of move them around as you're pruning to make sure of the impact you're going to have with what you're pruning and where you're pruning it. If you do it with lopping shears, that's going to be your best bet. It may take you half an hour to do it, but it'll be done properly that way as opposed to the 10-minute burr haircut. That's good. That's going to be the way. The truth of it is you probably have the wrong plant in that location if an 8-foot oleander is too big, because oleanders will grow to 15 feet tall and wide. So, you know, that's probably not here in North Texas where they will freeze occasionally. You don't want to do any more pruning. You don't, most critical part of my commentary, you don't want to do any more pruning than you have to. Because if you prune them back significantly, they will come back vegetatively, and they may not bloom very well next year for you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You're going to add something.
Oh, yeah, there's some close to me that's probably is 12, 14 foot tall.
Well, and that should keep you awake nights. You may not even be able to find your walk with that. So anyway, do the best you can, but the time to prune spring flowering shrubs is immediately after they bloom.
Thank you, Dale.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Donna, I'm going to take you so you don't have to wait any longer. I'm behind already on this break, so let me try to help kind of quickly. How can I help you?
Well, it's our oak tree. It's dropping all of its leaves. Well, not all of its leaves, but the leaves are falling off. They're green. The oak tree is probably about 25 years old.
What kind of oak is it, Donna?
It's a red oak.
All right. And so you're saying 100% of the leaves are falling?
No, not all of them. I mean, there's still a lot of leaves on there.
All right. And what is causing them to fall? Can you tell? Are they being severed? Are they chewed at all?
I can't tell. They look like normal green leaves. In fact, I'm going to walk out there right now.
Well, okay, but I've got to be kind of mindful of my time, or I'm going to. I thought it would be a quicker call than that.
No. They're just fine. They look good.
Right.
They don't look like they've been chewed off. They're not twigs that are falling off. They're the leaves.
All right. I have had some of that in my home with the wind night mm-hmm. before last. I found a lot of oak tree leaves out and dropped. Mm-hmm. If they're not chewed at all, then that rules out cankerworms. Cankerworms have been kind of a problem lately, later than usual this year on some plants, including oaks, but that's not the... They're not involved because you'd see holes in the leaves. My guess would be that that probably wind hit it and just knocked them loose. Two other things can cause an oak to shed a lot of green leaves. One of them would be a lightning strike, not too likely since we haven't had thunderstorms.
Yeah.
And the second one is a weed killer, some kind of a weed killer that may have drifted through or been applied to your lawn that might have zapped the tree. So
we've used neither of those.
All right. I really am out of gas at this point. I don't have a good answer for you. There aren't any symptoms other than the leaves fell. If you are concerned about the tree, what I'm going to recommend is, as valuable as that tree is to you, is that you get a certified arborist out. I don't know that there's any call to do that instantly, but I would probably do that within the next couple of weeks if it persists. If it looks like it's losing more leaves, then I just kind of watch it for a week or so. Clean up what's there and see if more continue to fall. If so, then I'd immediately call an arborist. Mm-hmm. Michelle can help you. We'll put you on hold and give you a referral to my advertiser. They're very good. I don't do plugs on the air here. And so it's the only way I can get that message to you. But I would very much suggest you get somebody on site who can look at the tree and see if there's some other thing that you and I are not identifying.
Yeah, I wondered if it might be lack of water.
No, absolutely not. Not after last year. If it held its leaves last year, this year's been a piece of cake for it. That's the best I have, Donna. I appreciate your call. I didn't want to make you wait through another break, which I now need to take.
Thank you.
And you bet. And I'll tell you about Dallas Plumbing right now. In fact, they were at our home this week and put a new AC unit in, and we can tell the difference already. Not so much in the energy savings yet. We haven't gotten our first bill. We haven't had the power company call and say, what have you done? But we can tell. It's wonderful. Dallas Plumbing Company, serving the DFW Metroplex continuously since 1903. Family owned and operated by the Downs family for all of those 109 years. Isn't that something? I don't get many chances to do ads for companies that have been around that long. And as I said to a couple of the people who were here the other day, how's it feel to work for a company that's been in business that long? That's pretty awesome. They have been voted Best Plumber in D Magazine, Best Pick Plumber, Air Conditioning and Heating by Best Pick Report, and Consumer's Choice Award for Business Excellence year after year. They are the best. Dallas Plumbing Company is a Carrier Factory Authorized Dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. Through June 30, get up to $1,350 cash back on an amazing new Infinity air and heating system powered by Greenspeed. It shatters the myths about heat pump efficiency in our climate. plus 0% interest for up to 12 months with regular minimum payments. That's what we got, in fact, and we are thrilled. Come see the new designer and famous brand faucets at their showroom. Faucets and sinks and toilets and so much more. They are, after all, Dallas Plumbing Company. Long before I ever knew I would be doing ads for them, seven years before, we got all of the fixtures in a remodel at our home from their showroom at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. It's about a mile north of LBJ. 11055 Plano Road. Avoid problems with fitting your new fixtures to your plumbing. Talk to the experts first. Give them a call. They're open 6 days a week. 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300, or go to the website at dallasplumbing.com, which you can do right now. dallasplumbing.com. You know their orange and black trucks. They were in our driveway this week. We're thrilled. Dallas Plumbing Company.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and since 1995, I've told you about Advanced Foundation Repair and told you about them proudly. I'm a very happy customer of Advanced Foundation Repair twice, in fact, once at my office, once at our home. Their ProLift system holds 6 patents for technologies that make repairs possible for just about any foundation. Call the best. Call Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003.
All right, let me tell you about Covington Nursery right now with a huge sale going on. 50% off all magnolias and Indian hawthorns, all spirals, topiaries, cones, espaliers, including junipers, boxwood, pyracantha, ligustrum, and more. 35% off at Covington's. Japanese maples, there you go. 45-gallon windmill palms, Baldwin burlap shade trees, and large specimen Baldwin burlap hollies. 25% off. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and listen to this. It's a week before Mother's Day. Everything in the gift shop, 25% off the regular price. Oh, my goodness. You won't find a better selection of beautiful flowers, shrubs, vines, grasses, or trees as Covington's has on their 18-acre nursery sales lot. It's great. It's worth the trip to Rowlett. Go to their website, to covingtonnursery.com. They have their available stock list, and scan through that and look through the different prices, because they have them arranged by different sale prices, 25% off, 35%, all that. And so you may need to, for one given plant, you may need to look in two or three places. It's worth it, though. Covington's Nursery. They're at 5518 President George Bush Highway, formerly Liberty Grove Road, just north of Highway 66, off the Bush Turnpike in Rowlett. Their phone number, 972-475-5888. Open just a little later this morning. It's Covington Nursery and Landscape, 5518 President George Bush Highway, 9 in Rowlett, 972-475-5888. And that's right by Highway 66, just north. CovingtonNursery.com. This ad normally would be a recorded ad, and since we can't find that recording, it's also still on the highway making the move. Let me tell you about Busy Bees Pest Control, owned by Leland and Lisa Morris. They've been in business since 1967. Since 1997, they have grown to a company of 50 employees, and they're really good employees. This is termite season, and they know what to do about termites. For all of your pest elimination problems, whether it's rodents or birds, whether it's ants or termites, whether it is roaches, or whether it is bed bugs, they have Alfie and Trapper, the bed bug detection dogs. You need to contact the good company, the best company. It's Busy Bees, Busy Bees Pest Control, BIZZYBEES.com. And probably the best thing to do is give you the toll-free number, 1-800-INSECTS, 1-800-INSECTS, BIZZYBEES.com, Busy Bees. And now, as I do my medley here, tell you about Armor Guard, storm shelters, and safe rooms. And I hope that you'll give them a call. I know the folks who have this business. I've known them for a long time, and they're top-notch. Weather certainly changes at a drop of a hat, a drop of a hailstone, and the storms are getting worse. Armor Guard can protect you and your family from severe weather, tornadoes, and much more. Armor Guard has 4 main types of storm shelters and safe rooms: concrete in-ground and concrete safe rooms, and steel in-ground and steel safe rooms. They're easily installed in urban homes. They're not just for rural dwellers. A lot of people have that misconception that the only place you put a storm shelter is out in the country somewhere. Last time I checked, tornadoes are equal opportunity damagers or something like that. You got to be careful when you make up words like that. The most popular shelter is one that can be placed right inside the garage, and they can show you how that operates. This is not something you do. It's something they do for you, and they do it well. Armor Guard's products meet or exceed the FEMA 320-360 and ICC 500 building codes. They were tested for FEMA at the Wind and Science Research Center at Texas Tech. They can withstand F5 tornado winds at 250 miles per hour. Oh my goodness. They're reasonably priced, normally can be installed within 2 to 3 weeks. Financing is available, and of course they take all major credit cards. They come with a lifetime warranty. Call Carolyn or Tim at 214-520-6160 or visit the website at armorguardshelters.com. I saw that S in there. It's A-R-M-O-U-R Guards. Well, then I got to say Helters, so that doesn't work. ArmorGuardShelters.com. I'll practice that one before I do this ad again. ArmorGuardShelters.com. Here's the phone number. I can handle that. 214-520-6160. ArmorGuard, storm shelters, and safe rooms. And back to our phone lines. I'll go rest now for a while. Let's go to Don in Grapevine. Don, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. I have last year about a 10-year-old live oak in my backyard, I guess because of the drought, it died. But up in the front of my house at the side, they did a new construction home, and this tree I have is a red oak there. And, of course, they were parking on the ground. They dug up some of the ground and everything. And this tree, towards the end of the summer, only two branches had green on them. The rest of them was all dead. So I waited to see the summer what was going to happen last month, and I cut everything off like some people do crepe myrtles, except for them two limbs. My question, can that thing come back, or do I need to just do away with the whole tree?
Well, it's a relative thing, Don. You have to decide is how dead is dead. And if that tree is disfigured so badly that it will never be an attractive tree, then my answer is you probably ought to replace it. If, on the other hand, it has its natural shape and form just in a much reduced size, then it would come back. If it has live tissues on it, then it's still alive. It's still growing, but is it able to contribute to the look of your landscape? You don't want to leave any dead stubs on a tree. When you remove a dead branch, you need to cut it flush with something living. You don't want to leave any dead wood in the tree because it will decay, and that will be the end of the tree. So some people do butcher their crepe myrtles by topping them, sadly. It's really tragic. And so I'm just picturing in my mind's eye that you've cut some of these dead branches back partway, not all the way, and they need to be taken off altogether.
But they've all been taken, and I've cut part of the trunk up above them two dead limbs off.
Okay. Well, describing how a tree has been trimmed is really hard for me to picture. I'm just saying if the tree looks good to you and you're satisfied with it, and if it's offering to grow back, then I'd leave it. Otherwise, I'd replace it. If you feel the builders did some damage and they were warned not to, then maybe you have a discussion with them. But that's the best I can do without seeing it.
One more question. With the spouts, new spouts growing from the trunk of the tree, does that mean it's healthy and it can grow new limbs from them?
That means it's very alive and vigorous. It doesn't necessarily mean that the shape is going to be good. Again, without seeing it, it's just really hard to tell you. But that means that the root system is intact and that the trunk is alive and well. And if you can retrain some of those, fine. You just need to decide whether there's any future for this. Maybe you wait another month or so to make that decision so that you can see how it offers to regrow. That's all I can do. That's the best I have. I appreciate your call. All right, Jim in Quinlan, I thought I'd get to you before we take our news break, but you will be right up on the other side, as you will Joyce in Angus. We have the longest segment of my program coming up in just a moment, so we'll get to you. Let me tell you right now about Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, the best best regional gardening magazine in all of this country. There are a lot of great national gardening magazines. They're beautiful, but when you get into the substance of them, you realize they're talking about plants I never heard of. Those things don't grow here. Why am I reading this for? It's just going to frustrate me. With our magazine, maybe you haven't said that, but I have. With our magazine, every word that you will read in our pages is written specifically for Texas landscapes and gardens. Our magazine is all about the great state of Texas. I wanted, when we began it 26 years ago, to offer you something that would really be useful to you, where you could trust every word. Now, a one-year subscription is $23.95, but a three-year subscription until 11 o'clock today is $44.95. I did this an hour ago. Let me do it again. If you think about $23.95, that's almost $24. You triple that, it's almost $72. It's $71.85 to be precise. $71.85 for three individual years back to back to back. You can get 3 years for $44.95 right now. New or renewal. It's a great chance for you to renew and save a lot of money. It's a great chance for you to save a lot of money and get the magazine for the first time. And I guarantee your satisfaction. You say, well, I don't know if I want to spend $44.95. Maybe I won't like it. If that's the case, we'll refund $44.95 to you. No problem. No questions asked. Our magazine, 26 years old, the best regional gardening magazine in America, and it is the definitive word in Texas horticulture. Save before the price goes up. Save before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
For 90 years, always in touch with what North Texas is talking about. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
Do you want a picture-perfect lawn and landscape this year? Do you want to stop lawn and landscape diseases before they take over? Bonide makes that happen with Infuse Systemic Lawn and Landscape Disease Control. Infuse controls more than 30 diseases that you'll find destroying your lawn or your landscape beds. Infuse prevents diseases from starting. It controls diseases after they start. Bonide Infuse. Bonide's Infuse is systemic, so it doesn't get absorbed into the... It does get absorbed into the roots or the leaves of the plant. It can move throughout the entire plant then to control the disease everywhere, not just where you sprayed it. It's available in convenient granular form for easy spreader applications, in a concentrate, and in a ready-to-spray with a built-in applicator. So, don't let diseases take your lawn or landscape over. Get Bonide Infused today for a picture-perfect lawn and landscape. You will find... Excuse me. Good old cough button saved my life. You will find Bonide's Infuse at Horaney's in Tyler, BNC Farm Supply in Huntington, and CB Feed and Seed in Diana. Or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. While you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Android, or download it directly to your computer. Bonide.com, Bonide Infuse Systemic Lawn and Landscape Fungicide. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. I'll bet we have Jerry Overton.
You certainly do, Neil. WBAP News Time 9:34. Polls are open in France and Greece today. Candidates facing angry voters in both countries. In France's presidential runoff, conservative President Nicolas Sarkozy has been trailing in the polls to socialist challenger François Hollande. In Greece, voters appear set to punish both major parties over severe austerity measures, and more international bailout money could hang in the balance. A defense attorney for the self-proclaimed 9/11 mastermind said today the government wants to kill his client to cover up the torture they inflicted on him.
We are operating under a regime here in which we are forbidden from talking to our clients about certain important matters. Let's set aside for a minute the fact that my client, Mr. Muhammad, has been tortured.
David Nevin spoke at a news conference at Guantanamo Bay about Saturday's arraignment of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four other suspects. And Texas regulators say they're investigating new allegations that Parkland Hospital officials fired a social worker in retaliation for her asking if safety rules were being violated. Latest investigation by the Department of State Health Services follows a lawsuit by former Parkland Memorial Hospital social worker Sandra Palmer. WBAP News Time 9:35.
In North Dallas, watch for ongoing road work and possible lane closures on 635 LBJ East and westbound between I-35 East Stemmons and 75 Central Expressway. And in Fort Worth, ongoing construction northbound I-35W at Meacham Boulevard. This report brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 13th. 99 Cents has a huge variety of Mother's Day gift options. Why not save big by creating a beauty and spa kit with luxurious lotions and fragrances for only 99.99 cents each. Save more. Shop 99 Cents Only Stores first for Mother's Day. With a 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks, News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
WBAP weather in touch forecast, cloudy and 91 today. It's going to be hot feeling, too, with the heat index values up around 98. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, some of them possibly severe. It's going to be cloudy and 70 overnight, partly sunny and 85 tomorrow. Chance for rain back in the forecast Tuesday. It's cloudy, 78 degrees at DFW Airport. It's 9:36. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry, very, very much. Let me give you our phone numbers right now. We've had one drop off during that news break, and so we have lines open right now if you'd like to call. And the station has changed the phone number system just a little bit. One of the numbers remains. Two of them went away. The number you need to use is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Call right now. We have space available, rooms available for free. 800-288-WBAP. Now, let me tell you about Rubles. Rubles plants in full bloom, and they have everything the gardener needs to plant and to maintain a garden with confidence. They have bountiful snapdragons, petunia baskets, butterflies all over the nurseries. Rubles is one of the very few nurseries in the country with Cajun hibiscus. This variety is amazing, has very large multicolored blooms. Go to Rubles.com for photos of the flowers. Don't forget Rubles' wonderful gift store at the farmer's market, where they have pots and planters, statuary, and garden decorations of all types. That's an incredible store, and that color just lays out in front of you. They have greenhouse after greenhouse after greenhouse and greenhouse about 7 miles from the downtown farmer's market store, where they grow most of what they sell. They have truckloads coming in every day. It's amazing. I've been to those greenhouses. They are not a retail location. They're just their growing operation, but they're as clean as a university research greenhouse. They're amazing. That's Rubles.com, RUIBALS.com. Go to Rubles.com for specials, events, and announcements. Rubles Plants, that's where Dallas goes for plants. Here are the locations. They're open 8 to 6 every day of the year at the Farmer's Market at 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas. And I'll give you that phone number. That's the one I'll give you. 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas, 214-744-9100. In Lakewood at 7219 East Grand, Lemon Avenue, 6630 Lemon Avenue, Rubles Plants, and that's Rubles.com, RUIBALS.com.
The 24-hour newsroom, the 24-hour traffic watch, and the weather from meteorologist Brad Barton. It's all here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Black Cow Composted Cow Manure starts with cow manure from dairy farms right here in Texas. And then they add water and Texas sunshine. We have that. And that aids in the natural composting process. It takes several months, and then you have Black Cow fully composted, so there's no bad odor. Black Cow is a terrific soil amendment for improving weak, sandy, or rocky soils by adding organic matter and improving water retention in the root zone. That's important during dry months. Also will help break up clay soils, and that's important to all of us because most of us have clay soils. Healthy plants start with healthy soil. Work Black Cow into your flower beds. If you have some vegetable planting still left, new ground cover or shrub beds, Black Cow. You can use it even for planting trees. You can even use it in potting soils if you wish. Black Cow has a great website with a lot of fine information. Check them out at blackcow.com. But you have to spell that carefully. It's B-L-A-C-K-K-O-W. Double K there in the middle of it. B-L-A-C-K-K-O-W. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag. You'll find it at most Lowe's garden centers, many fine independent nurseries and garden centers. Ask for it by name. Black Cow, B-L-A-C-K-K-O-W.com. And we go back to our phone lines now. Let's see. Next line up. Let me give the number again. I see that I stirred up a little bit of interest. Let's do it again. Maybe we'll stir up a little more. You just keep kind of fanning the flames, you know. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. Joyce and Angus, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Joyce.
Yes. I have real clay soil. It just gets like hard as a brick, you know, when it's dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's wet, you know, it doesn't seep down. It just kind of slick and glazes over. And anyway, I was trying to have a garden, and I wanted to know what to mix in with it.
All right. The thing that you need to add to a clay soil to loosen it, to improve it, it's actually a combination of three or four things that I use. I have black clay at my home, and when I'm trying to improve my soil, the first thing I...
Like white, you know.
Well, okay, that doesn't matter. The clay is clay. The answer is the same. It does matter, but the answer is the same. The things that you want to add to improve a clay soil would be, first of all, you want to get rid of all the existing vegetation and then rototill down about a foot deep. Then, on top of that, I will put about an inch, I'll put 2 inches of sphagnum peat moss, Canadian peat moss. I'll put 1 inch of pine bark mulch, 1 inch of rotted manure, and 1 inch of compost. Yeah, let me do it again. Let me do it again. Let me go through the whole thing because I want to make sure I get all five things for you. 2 inches of sphagnum peat moss.
Okay.
1 inch of pine bark mulch, 1 inch of rotted manure, 1 inch of compost, and up to 1 inch of expanded shale, S-H-A-L-E. Expanded shale is a fired product, very much like little pieces, tiny BB-sized pieces of flower pots. Expanded shale will loosen the soil, but you need to use it with the organic matter. Then rototill that, rototill it again down to that same 12 inches, and you'll have a soil that'll be like a potting soil. It'll be terrific. Every year after that, when you start another garden, you put on half that much organic matter again and till it again, because the organic matter decays. It doesn't last forever. The expanded shale will last for 8 or 10 years. It'll stick around. So there's the answer.
The one inch of the pine bark mulch, right?
1 inch of everything except the peat moss.
Yeah. Okay, the one after you told me of the pine bark, what was it? I didn't get it written down.
Okay, let me go through it one more time.
I've got the peat moss and the bark after that.
1 inch of compost. One inch of compost, then 1 inch of rotted manure.
Would that be like chicken manure?
As long as it is totally processed, it could be the product I just did the ad for. It could be, but it has to be totally rotted and unrecognizable. And then the last inch would be expanded shale. You buy that at a nursery.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay. That's what you do. I better run, Joyce, but that'll get you started.
Thank you.
All right, good luck with it. It'll be wonderful. All right, let's see. We are going to, Simone in Sachse, is that right?
Yes, it's Simone.
All right, how can I help you?
We just planted 6-foot Majesty palms in our backyard, and the leaves and also the kind of like the branch, the flexible branch portion, is turning brown along with some of the leaves. And we tried to ironize in the soil before we planted it. We also planted it in a Miracle-Gro for cactus, citrus, and palms. And it's continuing to turn brown. And we're not overwatering, I don't think, because it said you need to let the soil kind of dry out. And we do that. We wait maybe a couple of days to a week, and then we'll
All right, let me try to help you. How long have you had this outdoors?
We planted them probably 2 weeks ago.
All right, absolutely, it is not iron. I've never seen a palm with iron deficiency, and iron deficiency takes years to develop, or months, probably years. That's out. I don't know about the watering. I don't know what you're doing, so I can't really address that. But if this plant suddenly were taken out into the yard, into full sun, if it came out of any kind of shade at all, the sun that we've had this last week could have just burned it to smithereens. So that's one very good possibility. And then I suppose spider mites are always a possibility with palms, but not very likely, not outdoors. So my guess would be that either it got too dry or it was sunburned, or did you bring it home from the nursery at that time?
Yes, we brought it. We actually purchased it at a retailer. We purchased it at Home Depot.
All right.
Purchased four at a time.
All right, I don't need to know all that. What I'm asking is, how did you get it home? Did you stick it in the back of a car somewhere? And
right. They came in a plastic pot, and we put it in the back of the truck, and we took it home, and we planted it in the ground.
And so did you wrap it in some kind of a sheet or something to protect it from the highway wind?
We laid them down. I don't know if that matters.
It matters a little, but that may just be windburn that you're seeing. It may be nothing more than that. Now, Majesty Palm is a tropical palm. You know that.
Right.
All right, and you know it will not handle any freezing weather.
Right. You'll have to wrap it with burlap, yes.
Oh, no. No, no, no. We're talking about,
we're
I think...
different information then.
I think we're talking about a Zone 10 plant, if I'm not mistaken, and that's Brownsville. Yeah, this is, you do some more checking. Please go back and ask them, what is the hardiness zone of this plant? I did a quick look, what is, in ask.com, what's the hardiness zone for Majesty Palm, because it's not one that we normally even come close to recommending. And it says,
right.
Somebody says, I pushed it too hard in zone 9B. Well, that would be Corpus Christi or Houston. And if it's not going to survive there, it's sure not going to survive in Sachse.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right. Good luck with it. I hope that was of some help. Anyway,
you.
Appreciate the call. All right. Let's see. We will go to, Charlotte, I see you're back now. And we'll come to you in just a second. I'm going to get my last break out of the way, and then we'll go to Charlotte and Betty. We have those calls up ahead. Let me tell you right now about the Baylor Healthcare System, and most specifically about my favorite place in the world, because our daughter's life was saved there, and that would be Baylor Plano. Baylor Plano is at the northeast corner of Preston Road and George Bush Turnpike, and 7 years and a month ago, this day, 7 years and a month ago, our daughter's life was saved there. She quit breathing 4.5 minutes with a very serious infection, the flesh-eating bacterium, and they recognized that, and they knew what to do, and thank God we have our daughter, her sons have a mom, and our third grandson. Wouldn't have happened if that hadn't happened. We are just blessed. All right, while we were there, that's my testimony to Baylor Plano. While we were there, and this is where the clock starts on this one, I will tell you about the Baylor Scoliosis Center at Baylor Plano. Scoliosis is a disorder of the spine in which vertebrae rotate. A curve is created in either the upper or the lower back. The Scully Score test was developed by the Baylor Scoliosis Center to help provide physicians and patients with insight into the possible progression of a child's adolescent idiopathic scoliosis. To perform that Scully Score test, a member of the physician's office team takes a saliva sample from your child, sends the sample to the lab for analysis. Physicians receive the results within 2 to 3 weeks. The information can be used by the physician to help create a personalized treatment plan for your child. It's ideal for children between ages of 9 and 13, those with a diagnosis already of adolescent idiopathic scoliosis, and children with a mild curve of 10 to 25 degrees. Here's the contact information, 1-800-4-BAYLOR, the number 4, 1-800-4-BAYLOR, or thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. It's a part of Baylor Plano.
It's hard to believe the holiday season is just around the corner. If you dread the thought of the crowds of the mall and the ho-hum gift choices found at most of the usually shopped venues, relax. Come visit Shades of Green in Frisco. Give the gift of nature. They have unique fountains, pottery, and garden accents. Don't forget the idea of giving a tree, something they will enjoy for many years to come. Shades of Green's annual tree sale is going on right now. Take advantage of these great savings when you buy any one tree, 10-gallon size or larger. You can save from 15 to 25%. If you buy three or more trees, Shades of Green will take an additional 5% off your total tree purchase. The sale ends November 30th. Shades of Green continues to stock the nursery with perennial shrubs, ground covers, outstanding annual color, and so much more. Shipments arrive weekly to guarantee freshness and availability. Visit Shades of Green in Frisco, not your ordinary nursery. Call 972-335-9095. That's 972-335-9095. Or stop by and visit Shades of Green at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco.
Dixon Brothers is your resource for anything that touches water. For over 38 years, they've been working with water, providing quality water gardens and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment and service, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, water well pumps, and supplies. The rolling blackouts and freezing temperatures have resulted in freeze damage on pool equipment. If you have broken pipes, or if your pool pump sounds funny or it stopped working, give Dixon Brothers a call. Their professional service department can fix or replace the broken equipment and get your pool going again. Get a freeze guard to automatically turn the pool system on when the temperature falls below 38 degrees, protecting your pool equipment from future freeze damage. It turns off when the weather warms back up. Easy for you and great for your pool. Dixon Brothers is the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call 972-288-7537 for more information or directions. 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway, just one block north of old downtown Mesquite. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Norway Irrigation is your go-to company for sprinkler installation and repair and maintenance. They are the best. Bill Jensen is my friend. I've known him longer than any other person in the nursery industry, and just a long time. He was a nurseryman for a while, for the first 10 or so years that I knew him, and for more than 30 years now, he's had Norway Irrigation, serving all of the North Texas area. The phone number is 972-446-3292. Norway Irrigation uses only the best equipment, and that would be WeatherMatic equipment. Now, if they're repairing your system, if it's one that they did not install originally, it may have other brands, and they'll use those brands to maintain the integrity of the system, but they know what to do to give you the very best. And when they're designing a system, that's when the best gets even better, because you have the design of Norway Irrigation and the installation and equipment that they supply and use, and that is the best it gets. Norway Irrigation. I hope you give them a chance to help you. Bill's designs are so good, he was selected to do the design of the sprinkler system for the new children's garden at the Dallas Arboretum. That's a $40 million garden. That is quite a testimony to Norway Irrigation. This is not a mega company with 8 million employees. This is a company that Bill has chosen to keep small so he can maintain that quality, and I admire that. Great company, great people. Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292. That is norwayirrigation.com at 972-446-3292. Back to our phone lines to Charlotte in Lucas. Charlotte, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help?
I'm trying to find an Italian jasmine, and I've called all the major nurseries, and nobody has one.
All right. It can be gotten for you, and they're still getting shipments in, so you should be able to order one in if you can't find it. It also can be rooted from cuttings if you absolutely have to do that. The last ones that I have seen, and I have bought them at both North Haven Gardens and at Covington's. I would also check Covington's in Rowlett and North Haven in Dallas. I don't know about Shades of Green in Rowlett.
I've called all three of them, and they all said they didn't have them.
Well, Covington's has had them on and off frequently through the years. They may be sold out right now, but ask them if they'll order them for you, because I'll bet they can do that for you.
Okay.
Where else was I thinking? Nicholson Hardy at their nursery. Bob Wilson might be able to help you. They're on Lover's Lane just west of Inwood. Ask him if he has it. They don't have a lot. They have more color than they do nursery stock, but he might have that. It's a wonderful shrub. It is probably the most unsung heroic plant that we have around, and it's so easy to grow. I'm glad you're looking for it, and it's going to be worth the look.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, I would keep looking, and if nothing else, look online. It's Jasminum humile, H-U-M-I-L-E. It's beautiful.
I appreciate your
call. Good luck. Let's go to Betty in Arlington. Betty, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Okay, here's my question. I have a friend that has a wisteria. She gave me some pods so I could start me a wisteria. Is that possible? And if so, how and when do I plant it?
All right. Betty, it is possible. It would be a terrible mistake. Because because you don't know what you're getting back. You'll get a wisteria. But if you sat in my chair, I've taken about 350,000 telephone calls in the 35 years I've been doing this program. And one of the most, by far the number one question I'm asked on vines is, why does my wisteria not bloom? And it boils down occasionally to the fact, I don't know what this is. I don't know if it's a seedling or if it was a good wisteria to start with. All nurserymen, 100% of the nurserymen in the world, propagate wisterias from cuttings, not from seed. And they root easily from cuttings. They also can be air layered it would be more like stool layering, where you take one of the branches down and peg it down to the soil and cause it to form roots. And nurseries also sell them all the time. So, but don't plant the seeds. You don't know what you're going to get.
Okay. All right. That's what I need to know. Thank you.
Appreciate your call very much. Thank you. All right, Nancy in Frisco, a narrow tree, 10 feet tall, side yard, morning sun. Is that what you need?
Yes.
All right.
That's what I need.
And so how narrow is narrow for a tree or shrub?
Well, the area itself is about 8 feet wide, but there's about 3 feet of that is taken up with a gate where you can walk in and out of that side yard. So what's left is about 5 feet, and
In a heartbeat, I would use Oakland holly. Oakland holly or oak leaf, they're very similar plants, and I'm not sure, but what one is the same as the other. But anyway, Oakland holly is the name you see more commonly in the nurseries now. That is a Christmas tree-shaped holly that gets about 10 feet tall, and you could train it into tree form very easily by removing some of the lower branches as they matured. Would that work for you?
Probably. Have you ever heard of a scarlet pear holly?
No. Be very careful of hollies. They need to be Ilex cornuta hybrids or something of that sort. Stay away from any Ilex crenata. That's what sky pencil is, for example. Stay away from those. I got to run. Be careful. We'll be back.